So let's start with looking at the grid positions for race 6B, our opener. And will we see a repeat of that brilliant victory last night? And what a wait we've had since his first victory around the Motor Rail Boulogne course. Paul Cranston, and a lovely tribute from Paul Owen, which I've just lost. I'll bring you that when I go back in on Facebook, but I just want to read that out because there was a great tribute to number 93, Paul Cranston. He again is on provisional pole. And Paul Owen says, 43 years ago, Paul Cranston was last on the podium at the Southern 100 races, and today he won there again. The man is a legend, and his passion for competing is astonishing. Plus, he's one of the nicest, most humble, hard-working men I know, and he's still very fast, considering he must have a bus pass by now. And a big well done to Dennis Booth, who was very close second to him. Dennis, also a veteran of the sport. Well done to both of these legends. Don't give up chasing your dreams. So we've got those two in the first two positions on the front row. 93, Paul Cranston. In the middle of the front row, 26, Dennis Booth. And then it's 57, Mark Jackson. Second row is number 18, Michael Bampton. Number 51, Radley Hughes, and number 27, Tom Snow. Third row is number 33, Damien Crook, number 88, Craig Sisipek, and number 35, Kieran Brockie. And the fourth row, number 54, John Marsh, the newcomer, who got third in the race last night. Brilliant performance to get past the nine bikes in front of him. Number 8, Dan Sale, and number 68, Roddy Taylor. And the fifth row, it is a full 10 rows, so we'll just give you the top five for the moment. Rows, 28, Gonzalo Castro, 43, Aaron Hands, and 74, Bailey Harker. Seven laps ahead, and if it's as good as it was last night, we're in for an absolute treat once again. So let's get conditions. I don't think there's going to be any issues around here, apart from maybe a bit of melting tar, which we've not had for some years. And let's, first of all, say a very good morning out at Crosswall Ways to Rob Pritchard. Looking ahead to what could be another extraordinary day, and my word, didn't last night tee everything up beautifully.
Yes, Moramai, welcome for the first time on Championship Day to Cross Four Ways in the Platinum Jubilee year of the Southern 100 Road Races. Just looking around me for the spectators gathered, of which there have been many at Cross Four Ways over the opening couple of days. There's plenty of caps, there's plenty of sunglasses, there's plenty of sun cream. I myself was applying the Factor 50 before 9 a.m. this morning here at Cross Four Ways. I think that gives you an idea of just how warm it is and how beautiful it is out here as I look towards South Barul. In the distance, I'd describe my current status as around medium to well done. So making sure that the heat staves off during what is a packed day of racing to come. And just to go off what Tim was saying, and if you've not long joined us, welcome to the Motor Rail Boulogne course. We did have record-breaking racing last night. In the three-wheeled action in the penultimate race, we saw Ryan and Callum Crowe setting a new outright sidecar lap record. And elsewhere as well, we saw records broken in both the lightweight and the supersport class, both of those titles now going to Davey Todd. In the lightweight race, despite a record-breaking pace, it wasn't enough for Davey Todd, who was dramatically overtaken at Cross Four Ways here by Rob Hodson, who took victory in that lightweight race last night. And looking elsewhere as well, and the last race of yesterday evening and the first race today, the Supersport 600cc B race, we had a great battle out front between Paul Cranston and Dennis Booth, with Cranston taking honours, beating Booth by just 0.330 seconds. And incidentally, that is now the 122nd race of the Southern 100 Road Races that has finished with a gap of less than 0.9 of a second between the leading two riders. Will we get anything close to, of course, the two dead heats we've had over the years? Back in 1961, we saw Phil Reed and Alan Shepherd, a dead heat, and also in 1988, Alan Dugdale and Alan Smith put on a show. Close racing last night, and Davey Todd on the big bikes, though, he was out front and a dominant force on the 810 Racing BMW. And in the Supersport race, we wonder, will Michael Dunlop have those technical issues on that Ducati sorted out after retiring from the race? I remember seeing him go past Cross Four Ways here partway through, just having a little look down to the right-hand side of that machine. Clearly not all quite in order. Wonder if he'll have that all sorted for today's racing. But looking across the board as well, and looking at some of the other, we've already heard of the impressive performance from newcomer John Marsh, number 54 machine in the Supersport B race last night. But looking elsewhere, number 8 Dan Sale, who ended up finishing 8th there, dropped a little bit back in the order as well, but there was a stunning overtake here at Cross Four Ways last night, where he passed at least 3 machines on the way into Cross Four Ways, making his way through the rest of the field, and not just him but everyone involved. Some titanic tussles going on, and that side car race, what a three-way battle that was. I think Ryan Crowe, when he spoke to Chris Kinley at the end of the race, he described it as proper racing, and seeing some of the footage there, it really was a bit of a throwback, wasn't it? Looking for supremacy out on the roads, more like a short circuit race than anything. And if Ryan and Callum Crowe were thought their performance was good yesterday, they'll probably know that they have to keep up that standard today, with Pete Fountain, Jevon Walmsley and Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy all in attendance throughout the course of that 6-lap race yesterday. If yesterday is anything to go by, we could be in for an absolute barnstormer here of a championship day at the Platinum Jubilee Southern 100 Road Races. Temperatures very good here, conditions absolutely gorgeous. We can't wait to get going. Back to you, Tim.
Yes, I hope you've got the high factor sun cream on out there at Cross Four Ways today. You're going to need it. Let's head to our other trio of commentators, the vital component of Chris Kinley down at the clubhouse and the surrounds as the course cars have gone past me here. Chris, this is set up beautifully, as I said to Rob, and we've got perfect conditions.
This is a perfect Southern 100 Thursday afternoon. You couldn't have timed that better, really. What you don't realise is that little sign there is kind of like the same thing with TT when you hear Gary Thompson say, attention paddock, attention paddock. That is their call to arms, their call to action. And the first machines will be making their way out onto the circuit for this first race of a very sunny afternoon. I've been told by all the marshals out there, the guys who've been out dropping the food, hi to all the team at the Whistle Stop Cafe. Well done to those guys providing the lunch packs for today. Very, very busy out on the circuit today. If you are here for the very first time, enjoy it. Really, really enjoy it. You ain't seen anything like this before, I can tell you. In the 70 years, the amount of racing and class racing we've had over here is fantastic. 74 just about to go out there now. That's young Bailey Harker. He's about to head out on his GSXR 600 in the JCK B race. And again, if you are going to a point that you're not sure about, just ask the marshals, okay? Because believe you me, if you go in the wrong spot, they'll shift you, okay? So please respect the marshals. If you have any rubbish, obviously we have lots of things over here called gulls or seagulls, as you English people would know them as. You've got to be really, really careful not to leave any food around, because they will swoop down and they will have your lunch as quick as anything. So please get yourself into position. And that's really weird, because somebody's got a radio there and I can hear myself about 10 seconds later on. So the machines are now making their way on. But again, yeah, just in all seriousness, please, if you do have your lunch, your sandwiches with you, plenty of water as well, get your hat on also. But please, obviously, just get yourself hydrated today, because it is going to be really, really hot work. 35 just rolls past us. 35 is Kieran Brockie, who's just having a conversation earlier on with Radley Hughes. We've got number 58 also just about to leave as well. Andrew Ripley, another newcomer on his Honda CBR 600, the rider from Road Heath. 43 just rolls past us also. Aaron Hans from Rudland on a CBR 600 again, the Queensferry Moto Roots machine. And because these machines don't have a great turn in the circle, it's about an 85-point turn to get them out on circuit. And 48 is next, Austin Webster. I can hear the klaxon going once more. 18, Michael Bampton. The next rider going through, I think, is Rad Hughes, is it? Yeah, it is Rad, on his number 51, on his REF Motorsport 636 Kawasaki. And number 54 there, that's John Marsh with that good podium he had in that race yesterday. And there's the winner from yesterday evening. That long ago, really, wasn't it? Great interview that he did with the King of the Roads guys, by the way. Really, really good. And for those people over north and south of the border in Ireland who will know, first of all, well, Paul Cranson, and this man just going past me now, Dennis Boother, a man of a few words. Watch your backs. There we go. There we go. Same as TT. Just got to watch where you go. Watch your back. Watch your back. So 57 comes steaming through as well. 57, Mark Jackson. He, of course, was running well and out up to about fourth position, I think. So I think, again, all the races today are going to be absolute belters. Enjoy the day. I'm going to make my way up to Parc Fermé, and we'll hand it back to Tim to set it up for this one.
Yeah, we've given you the first five rows, so we'll go further back. Row number six will be number 67, Blake Kelly. 122, Israel Gillette. And number 45, Lee Ospreay. Row seven is Daniel Pearson, number 77. Number 48, Austin Webster. And number 66, Roger Wibberley. Row eight is number 31, Colin Croft. 58, Andrew Ripley. 72, Matthew Rostron. Row 9 is 29, Sam Norton. 79, Adam Randalls. And 61, Adam Williams. And the final row, 82, Kevin Adams. 86, Matthew Corkill. And 39, Loic Ciro. So we have 30 bikes, the maximum capacity on the grid for this one. We had two starts, of course, of this yesterday, and first one was a little bit hairy with Israel Gillette really having a bit of a wheelie moment on the grid and really had to fight with his bike to get that front wheel back down again with other riders going past him right in the middle of the grid. We held our breath a little bit. I think Chris Kinley will be able to tell us already the gates are open and the bikes are gone.
Absolutely, they're making their way up to a very packed hedge, as I'm sure it will be at Ballochagan. And just another note for spectators who maybe haven't been here for a little while, on the paddock side, you cannot cross over to Ballochagan now. You're not allowed to go over the owner's drive down to his house, okay? So please bear that in mind. If you are in the paddock and you want to go to Ballochagan, you cannot. Let's get out to Cross Four Ways. Race one on a sunny Thursday here at the Platinum Jubilee Southern 100. Rob.
Thanks, Chris. Yep, so just a reminder of how the rest of the field looked at the end of the race last night. We've already mentioned Paul Cranston, winner, Dennis Booth, second, and newcomer John Marsh in third. That completed the podium. Elsewhere, number 57, Mark Jackson, just missed out on the podium, 0.7 seconds back on Marsh in fourth. Number 27, Tom Snow, finishing fifth. 18, Michael Bampton in sixth. Then number 51, Radley Hughes, seventh. Number 8, Dan Sale in eighth. Number 33, Damien Crook in ninth. And then completing the top 10, newcomer number 88, Craig Sitsipek, who's starting on the third row. Another newcomer just missing out on the top 10, but only by half a second, was number 74, Bailey Harker in 11th. Then 12th, it was 35, Kieran Brockie, further 0.3 seconds back. 13th was number 68, Roddy Taylor. 14th, 43, Aaron Hands. And then another newcomer in 15th, number 77, Daniel Pearson. Here we are, first sighting lap in the sunshine. Dennis Booth, Mark Jackson, and number 51, Radley Hughes, and that little trio behind the travelling marshal on the way through. Number 93, last night's race winner, Paul Cranston, Tom Snow, John Marsh as well on the podium, the newcomer, Sitsipek, Crook, Brockie, Bampton, then a whole scutch, 68, 45, 74, 8, only time for numbers, 43, 77, 67, and 28, 122, 66, 48, 58, 72, 31, Colin Croft, there's number 29 and 61 on the way through as well, Sam Norton, and newcomer Adam Williams, 39 and 79. Number 82 is Kevin Adams, and number 86 is Matthew Corkill as well. Kevin Adams, he was a retirement during last night's race here at Cross Four Ways. No doubt hoping to get those technical matters figured out on that machine as the final travelling marshal, no, the second to last travelling marshal, I should say, heads through Cross Four Ways. So the grid will be forming up very shortly as they make their way through these latter stages. To you, Tim.
Yep, we've seen them crossing the bridge, and the travelling marshal just comes into view now on the top of School Hill Rise. The paddle boards are up on the fencing, telling them which row it is, 1, 2, 3, etc., all the way back to 10. Travelling marshal will just slip by the starter with the marshal with the red flag as number 26 Dennis Booth gets into his place on that front row. And there's 93, the winner from last night, Paul Cranston. Yellow flags of the marshals on the commentary box side, the best commentary box in the world, I might add, have their yellow flags out, and we'll take them back in when they see that everybody is in their correct position. Still more riders. It is an enormously full grid, this one. It's a bigger grid as you can possibly have. And they're all going to get their chance to set off Championship Thursday with some thrilling action over seven laps. So this is the JCK Limited Supersport 600cc B race, a mix of yellow and white plates. And a couple of yellow flags being waved here by marshals, so they're just making sure everything was correct. They've got it, I think, all sorted now. And the green flag waves, although the yellow flag is now being frantically waved here. There is something not quite right in the middle of the grid there. And, the marshal there just pointing it out and just asking for that to be sorted. So this is quite a long hold on the grid. And in fact, it's one bike has been withdrawn now. I'm just going to get the number of it. But the looking at the light, 67 will go to Chris Kinley very shortly once they've left. And they're all away. And let's go to Chris Kinley, who's got the hold shot.
Well, let's have a little look at this. They're about 20 yards away from us now. They're about to flash past us. 30, no 29 machine. Oh, it's those two again. It's Cranston, 93, with Dennis Booth, 26, slotting right in behind him. So it's take two for the JCK Limited Supersport B race.
Indeed, I can tell you it's not good news for number 67, Blake Kelly. He's been forced to pull his bike off the grid, and that's why there was all the frantic yellow flag waving. So the marshal, travelling marshal, just going over to check he's okay, and he'll be very, very disappointed with that. But, it was good work from the start crew here on the line. They spotted that something was wrong and made it known to the rest of the organisers there on the start line that something needed to be done. He was on the far side, away from the commentary box, nearest to the grandstand. So that could have caused issues if he wasn't able to get away. So hopefully he'll be offered a cup of tea and that will console him somewhat. So it's going to be interesting to see what progress John Marsh makes, because by the time we went to Cross Four Ways yesterday evening, he got all the way up into third, passing so many bikes in front of him. So with that, let's see what the action is. Rob Pritchard, Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, we did see a lot of progress, didn't we, from him and the number 8, Dan Sale, as well, in the previous race, making up a lot of ground from the fourth row, respectively, the both of them. So what's it looking like, opening lap? It's number 26, Dennis Booth, ahead of number 93, Paul Cranston, then John Marsh. He's up to third again. There's Jackson, Snow, Bampton. Hole, Scutch coming through now, 68, 35, 43, 58, 77, 48, 61, 45, 31. As fast as I can speak. 1-2-2, 72, 66, 28, 86, 82, 29, 79 and 39. And breathe. But it is number 26, Dennis Booth, leading on the opening lap across four ways from number 93, Paul Cranston. Number 54, John Marsh again. Deja vu from the fourth row of the race. Another great start up to third again as the two travelling marshals make their way past us as well. Tom Snow in the mix, as is Radley Hughes and Michael Bampton, who both started on the second row as well. But it is number 26, Dennis Booth, leading on the opening stages of this lap. Number 93, Paul Cranston, hot on his heels though as they head towards the second lap. To you, Tim.
Yeah, front two have got away. And it is 26, Dennis Booth, who's got a 0.3454 second lead. 0.354. Let's have a listen. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. So in first then it's Dennis Booth, 0.354 seconds ahead of newcomer number 54, John Marsh. So he's got ahead of the winner from last night, and indeed number 57, Mark Jackson, has as well, because number 93, Paul Cranston, is in fourth. So Dennis Booth and John Marsh are the front two, 0.354 of a second. Then it's 57 Jackson, 93 Cranston. In fifth, it's 27 Tom Snow. Sixth, number 18 Michael Bampton. Seventh, number 51 Radley Hughes. Eighth, another newcomer, 74 Bailey Harker. Ninth, number 8 Dan Sale. Tenth, number 33 Damien Crook. 11th, newcomer, number 88 Craig Sisipak. 12th is 68 Roddy Taylor. 13th, 35 Kieran Brockie. 14th, number 77 newcomer Daniel Pearson. 15th, number 58 newcomer Andrew Ripley. 16th, number 48 Austin Webster. Let's go to Rob at Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, I wonder if Paul Cranston's had to try and navigate a little bit of traffic on that previous lap. Here's Dennis Booth, your race leader, followed by 54 John Marsh. There's Cranston back up into third. Then it's Jackson, Snow, Bampton, Hughes, Sale up as well. Number 74, Bailey Harker, ahead of another newcomer, Sinterbeck. And then it's Damian Krug. Number 68, Roddy Taylor. Number 77 is Pearson, Brockie. 58, 48, 61, 43, 45, 31 in that order. Then it's Israel Gillette, number 28 on the way through. Gonzalo Castro, one of the newcomers at the back of that quartet. Number 66, Roger Wibberley. Number 86, 82, 29 and 79. And then number 39... another of the newcomers is Loic Siro on the Kawasaki. So Dennis Booth leading again at cross four ways from number 54, John Marsh, but Paul Cranston moving back up to third ahead of number 57, Mark Jackson, dropping into fourth. Bailey Harker moving up, Dan Sale moving up as well. So movement in and around the top 10 as it stands. To you, Tim.
Yep, we've got two bikes that have... well, it's not that bigger, Martin, but John Marsh leads, 54, the newcomer. John Marsh is in the lead by 0.304 of a second, 101.293 miles an hour. Dennis Booth in second, 100.854. And only 1.9 back of the leader is now number 93, Paul Cranston, in third. Fourth is number 57, Mark Jackson. Fifth, number 27, Tom Snow. And the top five, there's only 4.4 seconds between the lot of them. So the newcomer who finished third last night, John Marsh, and he started on the fourth row of the grid. Nine bikes in front of him. He leads at the end of lap two. Quite incredible. 0.304 of a second ahead of 26, Dennis Booth. Cranston up into third. We got down to Snow in fifth. Sixth is number 18, Michael Bampton. Seventh now, and rising up the order, is number 8, Dan Sale. Eighth is 51, Radley Hughes. Ninth, number 74, Bailey Harker, another newcomer. 10th is 88, newcomer Craig Sisipak. 11th, number 33, Damien Crook. 12th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 13th, number 77, Daniel Pearson, a newcomer. Newcomer in 14th, number 58, Andrew Ripley. It's Marsh, the newcomer, who leads. Robert, cross four ways.
Here we are across four ways, still John Marsh leads. So number 26, Dennis Booth, and then a few bike lengths back, number 33, Paul Cranston. And then it's Mark Jackson opening up a bit of a gap, the trio at the front. Then it's Snow, Sale, Bampton, Sale moving up again. Number 51, Radley Hughes, 88, Sitzepeg. Damien Crook, number 33, just moving ahead. And number 74, Bailey Harker. So those final places in the top 10 at the moment seem to be shifting around a lot. Number 68, Roddy Taylor comes through. Then number 77, that's Daniel Pearson. And it's Brockie, Ripley, 48, 53, 61, 45 and 31 on the way through cross four ways. Then it's Gillette, and it's 28, 72 and 66, Roger Wibberley. So number 54, John Marsh, leading across four ways on this latest lap, as number 86, Matthew Corkill, makes his way through. And there's 82, 29 and 79. So it's Booth still holding on in second. Paul Cranston, number 93, looking to try and claw back some ground in third at the moment. Number 39, Loic Siro, comes past as well. But Dan Sale moving up the order again. The newcomer, Bailey Harker, just dropping down ever so slightly as well. Craig Sitzepek, another newcomer, moving up across four ways on this latest lap. To you, Tim.
Yeah, the guys are through. We've got a problem with our screen, but I can tell you the leading ones have gone through. That's Marsh still leading, but, well, it's an incredible opening lap, three laps that we've had here. 77 goes through. Chris, we'll hand it to you because our screen here, unfortunately, is frozen.
Yeah, John Marsh leads by 0.667 of a second from 26. Dennis Booth, in turn, is 1 second back off 93. Paul Cranston there. Then it's 57 Jackson, 8 Sale, 27 Snow, 18 Bampton, 51 Hughes, 88 Skycheck. And then top 10 headed out by local man Damien Crook on the number 33 bike. And the quickest lap of the race so far is actually Paul Cranston in third position at 101.578. Marsh has done a 101.379 and Booth a 101.136. Tim.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes, a few little technical issues here, which will, I'm sure, be sorted very soon. But, yeah, Marsh still leading. What a performance it is from the newcomer, number 54, John Marsh from Trawden. I'm not sure where that is, but he's on the Honda 600. I think it must be near Burnley, as a guess. Let's go to Robert, cross four ways.
So here we go, approaching, we'll just be coming up to the halfway point of the race. It's number 54, John Marsh, who still leads, and 26, Dennis Booth, and then number 93, Paul Cranston. That trio still pulling away from the rest of the field as it stands. Then it's number 57, Mark Jackson, who's being closed in on by number 8, Dan Sale. And number 27, Tom Snow's got Michael Bampton for company. 51, Radley Hughes, a second or so back. Number 33, Damien Crook, who's pulled clear a little bit of number 74, Bailey Harker, who's running in 11th at the moment, just outside the top 10 as it stands. Then number 68, Roddy Taylor, field very much spreading out as we come past the halfway point of the race. There's Pearson, 77, and number 43, Aaron Hands, 58, 35, 48, 45, in that order. Colin Croft, 31, and then it's Williams, 61, Gillette, and then 28 and 72. And number 66, Roger Wibberley. So no change across four ways on this latest lap. It's number 54, the newcomer, John Marsh, who still leads as number 86, Matthew Corkill, through to you, Tim.
Yeah, we're looking up School Hill Rise. Here is our leader. A little bit of a more bigger gap, is it? But it is the newcomer, John Marsh. And he's ahead of number 26, Dennis Booth, and 93, Paul Cranston. Two together here. And Dan Sale is all the way up now to fourth place. Number 8, Dan Sale in 4th. The gap between Marsh, the leader, and Booth is 0.828 of a second, so less than a second between them. And then Paul Cranston's 2.1 seconds back off the leader, Marsh. So Dan Sale up to 4th. 5th is number 57, Mark Jackson. 6th, number 27, Tom Snow. 7th, number 18, Michael Bampton. 8th, number 51, Radley Hughes. Quickest lap of the race so far was Marsh on that last lap, 101.813 miles per hour. Booth, 101.704. 9th is 33, Damien Crook. 10th is 74, the newcomer, Bailey Harker. 11th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 12th, number 77, newcomer, Daniel Pearson. And 13th, number 43, Aaron Hands. But Marsh, the newcomer, is the leader, 101.813. He leads Dennis Booth by 0.828 seconds at the end of the fourth lap of seven in this race. Last night's winner, number 93, Paul Cranston, is in third. Let's go to Rob at Cross Four Ways.
I wonder if Cranston's maybe just biding his time, if Booth and Marsh are having a little bit of a dice here. It is still Marsh that leads ahead of Dennis Booth. Number 93, Paul Cranston, maybe just holding back a little bit, biding his time, that leading trio on the way through. Number 8, Dan Sale, what a performance this is on the Falcon Electrical. Yamaha up to 4th, ahead of number 57, Mark Jackson. That's your first five through Cross Four Ways. Then it's Bampton moving up ahead of number 27, Tom Snow. So Bampton is up a place. 51, Radley Hughes, is now being caught on the road by number 33, Damien Crook as well, who in turn pulled out another couple of seconds on one of the newcomers. Number 74, Bailey Harker, who is now up into the top 10 as of the end of lap 4. Further few seconds back, 68, Roddy Taylor, will take two more through as well. That's number 43, Aaron Hands. Number 77, Daniel Pearson as well. So it is still Marsh as three more machines come through that leads across four ways ahead of number 26, Dennis Booth. Then is 93, Paul Cranston, who just seems to be holding back a little bit over the last couple of seconds. To you, Tim.
Yep, first two bikes into view, and the leader is still John Marsh, but it's come down a fraction, 0.654, and number 93, Paul Cranston, is a little bit closer, 1.947 seconds back of the leader, Marsh. Fourth is number 8, Dan Sale. 57, Mark Jackson is through, and fifth, two very close together there. Up into sixth is number 18, Michael Bampton. 7th is number 27, Tom Snow. 8th, 51, Radley Hughes. 9th, number 33, Damien Crook. And 10th, number 74, newcomer Bailey Harker. Marsh, his quickest lap was on lap 4, but explaining why it's just concertinaed in a little bit. Booth quickest on that lap and at 101.845. Cranston 101.861, and Daniel Sale was quickest of the lot of them at 101.889 miles per hour. So he's just 7.3 seconds back of Marsh. So Marsh leads by less than a second, 0.654. Cranston closing in and keeping that pair in front honest. 11th, Roddy Taylor. 12th, Aaron Hands. 13th is Daniel Pearson. Then it's Brocky, Webster, Osprey, Croft, Gillette, Castro, and Williams. Let's go to Robert Cross Four Ways.
All of the top four are within 3 seconds of the lap record for this particular race. Here we go, penultimate lap. John Marsh still leads for number 26, Dennis Booth. But number 93, Paul Cranston, he's closing in here behind number 26, Dennis Booth. So that's not all said and done. Here's number 8, Dan Sayle, who's opened up a little bit more of a gap to number 57. Mark Jackson running in fifth. There's your top five through cross four ways on this penultimate lap. Number 18, Michael Bampton, still ahead of number 27, Tom Snow. But that's a great old dice that's going on at the moment. 51, Radley Hughes, who's being caught by 33, Damien Crook, who's just inching forward at the moment in ninth place at the moment. Here completing the top 10 at the moment is number 74, Bailey Harker, the newcomer. So it is John Marsh leading on this penultimate lap as number 68, Roddy Taylor, arrives from number 26, Dennis Booth. Number 93, Paul Cranston, as number 43, Aaron Hands, and 77, Daniel Pearson come through. Cranston is closing in on the front two. 35, 45 and 48 all on the way through. So Austin Webster at the back of that group. To you, Tim.
Yeah, we're looking up School Hill Rise, and it's a lot tighter with second and third, but Marsh is 1.143 seconds now ahead of Booth, 54 leading 26, but Cranston is right on that rear tyre, number 93, of Dennis Booth. So the newcomer still leads 102.118 miles per hour from Marsh, the quickest, not the quickest, Cranston was the quickest of the race so far, 102.386, as they go out onto their final lap of the Motor Isle Boulogne course. Dan Sayle is in fourth, but I don't think he's going to get in amongst the podium slots because he's 8 seconds back now of our leader Marsh. Fifth is 57 Mark Jackson, sixth number 18, and that is Michael Bampton, seventh number 27 Tom Snow, eighth number 51 Radley Hughes, ninth number 33 Damien Crook, 10th number 74 Bailey Harker, 11th number 68 Roddy Taylor, 12th number 43 Aaron Hands. So it is Marsh, Booth and Cranston again, like they were last night, but in a different order this time. Marsh was third last time, he's first on going on to this last lap. Booth is second again, Cranston closing in, he was the winner last night. Who is it going to be? Let's go to Rob at Cross Four Ways.
Still anybody's game, this, isn't it, as we can hear them in the distance on this final lap. And you mentioned there Dan Sayle, yes, in fourth, but that is a lot of ground to make up despite how impressive he's been. Number 54, John Marsh, he's pulled away here as John Marsh at the front. 93, Cranston up to second ahead of number 26, Dennis Booth, at cross four ways as number 8, Dan Sayle, comes through in fourth. So number 54, John Marsh, pulled out a little bit of a gap on this last lap. Number 57, Mark Jackson, is through. Number 93, Paul Cranston, is up to second at cross four ways ahead of number 26, Dennis Booth. He had been closing in as Tom Snow, he's overtaken Michael Bampton. 51, Radley Hughes, number 33, Damien Crook on his tail at the moment through cross four ways. So John Marsh still leading, and he opened up a little bit of a gap as 74, Bailey Harker, arrives at cross four ways, completing the top 10 as it stands. Cranston, crucially, up to second. It looked like he'd been biding his time. He's made the move somewhere between the start, finish and cross four ways. Roddy Taylor, Aaron Hands and Daniel Pearson on the way through. So second place, still very much up for grabs for either of those. And John Marsh extending the lead. To you, Tim.
Yep, it looks like he's going to take the victory, and indeed he is. A win for the newcomer, clenched fist as he crosses the line. And 93, Paul Cranston, has got up into second. 1.9, the difference between Marsh and Cranston. Booth was right on the rear tyre there at Cranston. 26, Dennis Booth takes third place. Newcomer victory, Chris Kinley.
Yeah, happy, 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 happy John Marsh. Well done to him. A third place last night, and he bets it 2 places better. And there was a move on the television on the King of the Roads thing with Paul Cranston going up the inside of Dennis Booth as they went into Ballabeg on the last lap there. Did a great move on him, but let's get straight in. MKM Burnley on the side of the machine. Marsh Racing, hashtag 54. It says, we'll let you take your lid off before you talk because we need the photographs. Well done to Paul. They are. Look at that. Absolute legend of road racing. Shakes your hand and says, well done. That's not bad, is it? So he takes his glove off, and I'm sure we're going to get the whole story on this one. Got a good start, didn't he, really? And there we are. More people come in to say congratulations. Sorry, Lou. Get in there and say, well done. There you go. Lewis Arrowsmith goes in and says, well done, too. So the lid comes off, and John Marsh, a winner around the Motor Isle Boulogne circuit. How does that sound?
Proper mint. Yeah. Well, I feel.
First time on the Isle of Man, third place last night. I know you said you'd done Scarborough and stuff like that, but nothing's like this, is it? How many people are out there?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a lot. What are the crowds like? Yeah,
massive, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all like cheering you on. It felt good. Thanks for everyone cheering on. Like,
do you know they were chasing you down, Dennis and Paul?
Oh, I could hear him. I could hear him, especially through the fast stuff. Like, I could hear him buzzing behind me, but I just kept focusing on lap timer and concentrating on myself.
Says on the side of your bike, MKM of Burnley. Who are they?
They're builders merchants, and he's my friend Darren who owns it. So he's helped me out since I started in 2020. Like, we had a lot of rubbish go on, and he stuck by me. So, yeah.
Oh. Hot out there today as well. You're sweating like a madman.
Yeah, it's this big barnet of an
aircut. You need one of these, what you need. Yeah. But obviously, you're a privateer. You do everything on your own bat, and people like that. So is that your dad there, is it?
Yeah, that's my dad. Me and my dad off everything. And then I've got my friends, Louis, Harry, Ryan at home. Yeah, just loads of people who support me.
And this is the bit where you thank all your sponsors as well.
Yeah,
all your sponsors.
MKM mainly. And then I've got my cousin, Ryan, with Landscapes, who helped put towards Levers. MC will give us discount on helmets and stuff like that. And my mate, First Class Joinery, he chucked a bit towards Levers.
So give them all a big plug on the radio. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. And my son's not here. He's in Cyprus. But my son's 14. He would have been buzzing here. So it's a shame he's not here.
It's warmer here.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you very much. Let's get into Paul Cranston and tell you what we'll do. We'll just move. I can get around the back of here. Don't burn me leg. And what were you two up to at Ballabeg on the last lap? You should know better at your age, Paul Cranston.
I remember being a wee bit hot.
He knew you were coming, though. Plenty of room.
That's right, yes. But, later on, Dennis riding well. Just when Dennis got in the middle of what's his first name?
Young John Marsh, yeah.
John Marsh, he got ahead a wee bit, but his look, fair play to him, he won it.
Not a bad return for you, though, but hit back at the Sun 100.
Very good indeed. I just want to thank my son, Jim. He bought me two brand new tyres yesterday at Jason Griffiths, so only for that I couldn't have done it, like, you know. I'd like to thank Jimmy for that, and John again for had to change her rectifier on her this morning. She was cutting out a wee bit, so we'll try someone else for next race.
So that was a problem last night, was it? Rectifier?
The rectifier, yeah.
Electrics, eh?
Electrics, that's right, Chris.
Bring back needles and jets.
That's right, Chris.
Well done, Paul.
Chris, thank you very much.
You're welcome, you're very welcome. Thank Cheers, bud. Good to see you. Good man. And let's get into Dennis, if we can, as the boys get ready for the podium presentation. And Ballabeg, last lap, did you know he was coming? Did you, Dennis?
Well, I seen him already. I actually seen the Beale coming close to you, fair play to him, play them all. Fair play to your young lad there, you know, riding Prestige Sears. And, I'm happy.
Do you remember being that young?
Yeah.
That's the thing, isn't it? You know, and he rode really well. I mean, obviously learned a lot last night, didn't he?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And, you know, he said he hadn't even a quick shifter. The drive he's getting out of the corners, you know, I take my hat off to him. Yeah. He's Prestige, smooth. He's so smooth. But, I'm happy. You know, I sparring with my old mate again. So, hey, what more do you want?
Well done, Dennis.
All right, cheers, Chris.
Thanks, buddy, cheers. There we go. So there is the top three in the JCK Limited 600B race. We're just waiting for them to just do the interviews. Tim, they're just doing the interviews to the King of the Road. If you can just tidy up the rest of the finishes and then come back when we do the presentation.
Absolutely, yeah. Let me know when you're ready. Fourth was number 8, Dan Sale. Fifth, number 57, Mark Jackson. Sixth, number 27, Tom Snow. Seventh, number 18, Michael Bampton. Eighth, number 33, Damien Crook. Ninth, number 51, Radley Hughes. Tenth, number 74, Bailey Harker, the newcomer. 11th was number 68, Roddy Taylor. 12th was 77, newcomer Daniel Pearson. 13th was number 43, Aaron Hands. 14th was number 35, Kieran Brockie. 15th was number 45, Lee Osprey. 16th was number 48, Austin Webster. 17th was number 28, Gonzalo Castro. 18th was number 31, Colin Croft. 19th was number 122, Israel Gillette. 20th was number 72, newcomer Matthew Rostro. Let's go back to Chris Kinley.
JCK Limited 600cc B race. And of course, this is the presentation. Sue Staley's going to do the presentation for us. Sue, thank you very much, Sue. So, ladies and gentlemen, in third place, number 26, Dennis Booth. Well done to Dennis, alongside his second place last night. And in third place, number 93, Paul Cranston. And to go with his third place last night, a race win for a newcomer here to the Isle of Man, number 54, is John Marsh. Yay! And the boy's very, very happy about that. Still a long, long way to go for the racing for today. So, ladies and gentlemen, once more, well done to Dennis Booth, Paul Cranston, and also to John Marsh. Well done, guys.